Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. We're back. We just talked to a guy named Tom who owns a turkey farm called Otto's Turkeys. You can't make that stuff up. The guy that owns the farm is Tom Turkey, and this is the time of year when that happens. Sometimes things just come together,
Conrad,
on this show.
Conrad just turned one loose in the studio. Get that thing out of here. Pecking at my feet.
But anyway, east side of Middleville, Michigan, Otto's Turkey Farm, they've got a farm store. Get down there and buy your fresh turkey. Or if you're in Grand Rapids, there's a better place to buy your turkey, and that's at Sobey Meats, because he sells Otto turkeys. And on the live line now, we got the proprietor. Tim, how are you this morning?
Doing excellent. How are you today, Jack?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, man. Good to hear your voice. Coming up for air a little bit, I got to imagine the market is on fire right now. We're getting ready, everybody ready for Thanksgiving.
It sure is. Yep.
Wow, that's cool.
So it's good to hear your voice, Timmy.
Too, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the holiday, but, you know, you don't have to buy presents and shop and all that. You just get together as family, you feast, you watch football. What can be better?
Yeah, did you get a deer yet?
Didn't even see one. And I know everybody says, you know, I got to take my fuzzy slippers off and actually go out in the woods, but, man, I don't ever remember a slower year than this year.
Yeah. Well, but there's been plenty of dipsy doodle, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so we are obviously recording earlier before the weekend. And I'm headed up because it's finally cold enough to get those deer to move, because I believe they're really nocturnal, and this cold weather is going to get them moving a lot more.
And usually when we get around Thanksgiving weekend, guys sit just so long, and then that's when they start doing their drives, right? Yeah. So that usually will get them to stir a little bit too up north.
Yeah, I don't think there's the number of hunters this year that there used to be. But
I would agree.
Anyway, we are going to pick, we have chosen, Conrad pulled a ticket out of the hat. It's actually a bucket. And so we have a winner for your turkey.
Okay. Can I get that name, please?
Yes, that gentleman is Tom Kingsley, K-I-N-G-S-L-E-Y. He reported his zip code as 49316, so he's a West Michigan guy. We have not reached out to him because Conrad just pulled the number. But at the end of the day, we'll get you his contact information, Tim.
And congratulations, Mr. Kingsley.
Yeah, because he is I would think that he's a listener, because he registered on the website, and that's where we've been promoting it, is on the air. So that's great. But thank you, everybody, for that participated. There was tons of people in there, and Tom's the lucky winner.
Yeah, how fun is that?
Yeah, okay, so
Tom wins a turkey?
Yeah, from Tom the Turkey Man. This is starting to get weird, man. Yeah, this is kind of getting
weird. I suspect the CIA's involved.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, I want to launch an investigation on this turkey thing here.
So, Tim,
have to get Mitch McConnell involved.
Right, yeah.
Here you go.
Turkey neck.
Yeah. So, wow, that went sideways in a hurry. So, Tim, is there still time for people to call you guys up and order one of these fresh Otto turkeys, or is that ship sailed?
As we speak, we have three birds left.
Oh, my goodness.
So wow. Yeah, they can give us a call, because you never know. Last minute, somebody cancels one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Some fool.
Please give us a call.
Yeah. I think we spoke about that I wanted to get one, but if I didn't, now you've only got two left. So,
yeah, and we do have some other, they're not the local Otto turkey, but we do have some other frozen ones.
Yep.
And I can tell you that the frozen birds we have are this year's flock.
Oh, nice.
So a lot of times the big box stores, they're taking birds that are 2 or 3 years old.
Yuck.
Ooh.
And that's that 39-cent turkey, you know, when you buy, you spend so much, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a place for that.
It's got the thermopen that pops up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Damn thing came with a thermopen. Yeah, right. Oh, God. That's funny.
That's and then when funny. You cook them, they look like Christmas vacation.
Right.
You know, oh, yeah. Supposed to cut the turkey.
Right. Can you when you go into those stores, can you tell if it's that an old turkey like that? Can you look it up on that?
I don't know if a person could.
Because it's frozen.
And I know I've heard that talk for a number of years, and I know for sure now, 100% for a fact, that is true, because it was something that was offered to us from one of our suppliers. So they told us how old those birds are and what the price point is.
Yeah.
And I had heard that before, like, you know, spitting turkeys, or you pick any one of those you want, and that's what you're getting. So they're getting a bird for probably less than 50 cents a pound.
Yeah.
And then you buy all your other stuff thinking you're getting the deal of the century. And yeah, you're just moving something out of the freezer 2 or 3 years old.
Well, it'd be good for jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great for jerky.
Yep.
And you make the best, Bob.
I don't.
Touché.
Oh, man. All right, Tim.
That'll never get old, Tim.
First time I met Tim Sobey, walking into the store, I guess, 5-6 years ago now, and you had 400 turkeys arriving, and I was amazed by the amount of turkeys that were hanging out in the store. How many birds come through there?
And how fast he can run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we had this year, what was it, 350, I believe it was.
Wow.
And we, thanks to my wife, she's got it really dialed in. It's about as efficient as you can get. So we take orders from people, and then we get a list of sizes from Otto Turkey Farm. And then Teresa matches up as close as she can what people's size request is to what's available. Then we get all the bags pre-marked with names on. So when they come in, here's a 24.7-pound bird that goes to Barbecue Bob. You know, here's right.
Conrad wants to relive his days at WKRP and do a turkey drop. Do you want to get involved with that?
Oh, man. We did one of those, believe it or not, in Grand Rapids at my old station. And it turned out it was we wound up with the lawyers having to throw out stuffed little mini turkeys. All right. And then you would take one. If your kid grabbed one or whatever in the crowd, you took it to the main office and got a big frozen one from it.
Oh, the humanity.
But it turned out that all the parents were pushing the kids down to get the turkeys.
Oh.
You know? And so we put a kibosh on that. We stopped doing that right away.
I bet those parents weren't named Tom.
No.
Karen.
That's right. That's right.
No, they were married Jack Wagon. That's
So, Tim, what else can you I'm going to come there and get my turkey. You got fixings for me, too, that I can pick up when I'm at the store?
Absolutely. Everything you're going to need. So from our homemade stuffing, obviously potatoes, everything to make greeny beanie casserole, local squash, Hawaiian rolls. We have a new product this year. Tony is Smash Seasonings, and they came out with their bird bath brine.
Ooh.
And that's a citrus herb and the feather duster rub. So it's a little gift set. And actually, it's a heck, you'll never find it this price ever again. When they go to shows, craft shows and things, they sell them for $20 a piece. They're on sale here for $12.99.
Tim, put one of those with my bird. I'm going to come and get that on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You think I can brine it for 8-10 hours and that'll do it? Or do I need?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so
geez, Conrad, what do you suppose it's like having a personal shopper?
You
have to shop at the right place and talk to the right guy, because then you get everything that you want, and it's wonderful. And that's the story of Sobey Meats.
Busiest man we know.
He gets a double punch on his man card for going to the man store doing the man thing, right?
Yeah, right.
And then handing the bird to his wife.
Yeah, no, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I am not embarrassed to say that I got a guy. All right? It's Tim Sobey at Sobey Meats.
All right. Tim, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. And Mr. Kingsley, congratulations. You've just won a beautiful bird.
All right.
Thanks to you guys for being such a great radio station for everybody. And this year, we topped our biggest bird ever. the Sobey bird is going to be a 37-pounder.
Holy cow. So all right, excited. Tim.
We got
to
go.
Take care and happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you in a week. All right.
Okay, see ya.
All right, bye now.
Yeah.